planes and get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats just went 51 yards on five plays, all of it on the ground, and have taken a 10-point lead over the Hayti Indians with 8:29 to go in the first half. 24-14 is our score. Zeb Dubois did most of the damage on that drive, including the touchdown and the two-point conversion.
But Zeb, it's 69 yards for the game.
69?
Yep.
69 yards. And the Bobcats go for an onside kick. Hayti trying to get on it. And who got it? Nope, Hayti's going to recover. Yeah, good job by the up man. Number 24 there for Hayti. Made the recovery. That is Montarius Jones, a senior. One of only six seniors on this team for Hayti.
Boy, I love that huddle onside.
Yeah, the huddle onside.
Haven't seen it in a while.
Air Bobcat defense who forced a turnover last time Hayti had the ball. If you weren't with us, Hayti completed a pass, and the ball carrier got all the way down to the 20-yard line. Brandon Prince just reached out and snatched the ball away from him.
That's why you don't carry it like a loaf of bread.
Brought it all the way out to the 49-yard line, and Thayer scored five plays later.
Want that thing high and tight. You ain't taking mama's bread home.
That's right. Bobcat defense back out on the field. Hayti, our quarterback in shotgun formation, got it back on his left hip. Quarterback back, looking to throw. Oh, got some big pressure. Throws this ball deep, and it is intercepted. Knocked down at the last minute. Great defensive play back there by the Thayer Bobcats. Number two, Heath Cone. Heath had his man get behind him, but he made up some ground at the end and knocked that ball away, almost intercepted. So Hayti going for the downs. And now we've got the officials are talking out here. Don't know about what. We must have a new official because they're spending a lot of time talking to this mere side judge. I think just explaining what's going on.
It is early in the season. You're going to have that.
It is. Second down and 10, Hayti. Quarterback, J.C. Ford in shotgun formation. He's got Isaiah Love on his left hip. Ford looking to throw. Bobcat gets some pressure. He steps away, tucks it under the run. Bobcat's got a wall there. He will get brought down short of the first down marker. Good defensive play. Excuse me, Heath Combs and Dominic were both there for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 24, Dominic Boyce. It'll be an 8-yard pickup on a second down and 10 for the quarterback, J.C. Ford. And boy, big Cooper Clark was bearing down on him. Third down and 2 for Hayti. Bobcats make a defensive substitution. Show blitz. Quarterback in shotgun formation. And going to give it the handoff, running right up the middle. Oh, and a hit right at the line. A big hit in there by Zeb Dubois to the Thayer Bobcats. I mean, Zeb laid a smackdown on the ball carrier.
Number 3.
Yeah, number 3 carrying the football that time with Ricky Bryant.
There's a flag.
A senior. We do have a penalty flag down on the far side. And the ball is right on the 42-yard line. Oh, it's an illegal procedure against Hayti. Wow. That'll back him up 5. Coach Dominic Robinson gets an explanation from the official, and he yells at his offensive line. Somebody moved early up there. So it'll be third down and about 7 yards to go for Hayti after the 5-yard mark off. So Thayer defense looking for a stop here. 7:30 to go in the first half. Thayer leading by 10, 24-14. Hayti with big play capabilities. We've seen it all over the field so far tonight. They can score from any point on the ball. And there's quarterback rolling to his right. Got some pressure. Going to tuck it. Try to run. He's going to be brought down behind the line. Great defensive play there for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 10, Xavier Gonzalez came up and made the tackle for a 2-yard loss.
First time we've said his name this year.
Xavier Gonzalez came up in a beautiful open field tackle. 2-yard loss. It'll be fourth down and 8 now for Hayti at midfield. It looks like they're going to call a timeout to talk about it.
Gonzalez was an integral part of this defense last year.
Yes, he was. That's going to be a big part of it this year. Let's take a timeout. Thayer Bobcats lead Hayti 24-14. Hayti with a fourth and long coming up after the break. Be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health.
That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Hey, Ty, Indians on a fourth down and eight. Bring a man in motion. The quarterback is back. Look at the throw. Got some pressure. Hit as he throws it, and it's incomplete. The Thayer Bobcats have held the Hey, Ty Indians. Coming off the corner, number 35, Cutler Shannon, a freshman, making a hit for the Thayer Bobcats, and that was a huge defensive stop for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcat offense will take over the ball at midfield at their own 49-yard line, the exact same spot they started their last possession.
Yeah.
And they went 51 yards in five plays for the go-ahead touchdown. Thayer Bobcats really beginning to dominate this game, Adam.
Yeah.
And if not for just two big plays, Hayti would not even have a first down in this game.
No,
they
would not.
Well, Thayer with a first and 10.
Don't have a first down. It's been touchdowns.
That's right. They do not have a first down. Thayer Bobcats on a first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Dawson Harris, double wide out, double back set. Oh, fumbles the snap and gets right back on it. Ooh, Dawson Harris pulled out a little bit early on that one. You can see it plain as day right in front of us here. Just never cleanly got the exchange. That mistake will make it second down and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. 9:26 to go in the first half. We'll have scores from other games around the region coming up at halftime. Mike Robertson will have that on the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. We'll stick around for all that. Second down and a long 10 here for Thayer. Power T formation, double tight set. Harris under center. Going to give the ball to Zeb Dubois running left. Got a block inside the 40, 35. Spins down to the 42-yard line. 41? No, going to be just shy of the 41. It'll be a 10-yard pickup, but they needed almost the 11 for the first down. And it'll be a 10-yard pickup for Zeb Dubois. Well, not good enough for the first down. And with 5:59 to go, we're going to get a timeout and a water break. Officials taking a water break here. Good idea. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And what a water break here at Hayti. Thayer Bobcats leading in the game 24-14. Bobcats have it second down and about 1 yard to go. Should be third down and one. But Thayer had the bad exchange on the snap and then the 10-yard run by Dubois, so it should be, now they change it. Third down and long one for the Thayer Bobcats here, down to the Hayti 42-yard line. Dawson Harris brings out the power T, double tight set. Up under center, the Bobcat junior quarterback. Straight back, gives to Thomas Poole, breaks the tackle right up the middle, touchdown! 15-10-5, Thayer Bobcats, Thomas Poole from 42 yards away, scores the Thayer Bobcats touchdown. Wow! On a third down and two, the Bobcats. I did see that.
Wow.
A pancake block by the fullback on that little trap play. And the Thayer Bobcats have scored for the second time in the quarter. This one comes with 5:50 to go. And Thayer now leads it 30-14 over the Hayti Indians. Thayer's going to line up in a swinging gate here. See if Hayti has got this figured out. Dawson Harris, the Bobcat quarterback in there. Two players up over the ball, two in the backfield, and now Thayer going to bring everybody to the middle, and looks like they will kick the extra point. Yep. Cooper Clark going to get it teed up. And will they get the play away before the shot clock or the play clock runs out? Down to 2 seconds. There's the snap. Kick is up. And it looks like it's good from here. Yes, it is. Good. Cooper Clark gets the extra point. The Thayer Bobcats lead it 31-14 over the Hayti Indians. We'll be back to Hayti with a kick in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Hello, back at Hayti with the Thayer Bobcats have opened up a 31-14 lead. We've got 5:50 to go in the first half. And Thayer lined up to kick it off to the Hayti Indians. Don't get comfortable, folks, even though Thayer leads this thing by, 17 points. This Hayti bunch can score from anywhere on the field at any given time.
They can.
And the Bobcat defense has got to be really aware of that. Can't let down. Got to play every play when you take on the Hayti Indians. Bobcats get it teed up at the 40-yard line. Cooper Clark put the toe into it. And the kick of the low line drive can be taken at the 25-yard line after the 30, 35, 40. Look out. Oh, and the ball carrier falls down at the 48-yard line. Slip on the turf. Bobcats. Maddox Underwood went there to make the tackle for the Thayer Bobcat, but that was an eyelash away from going to the house.
Maybe he had a cramp.
Yeah, it looks that way, yeah. Looks like the young man's got a cramp. They'll try to get him off the field, but Hayti's going to have a great field position at the 50-yard line. I mean, he went from the 20 to the 50 and nothing flat.
Blink of an eye.
I believe that's the running back. Number two, Isaiah Love. Hope not. Or is it the quarterback? Anyway, we're going to get an injury timeout on the field as they attend to whoever the injured player is. Looks like they're dealing with a cramp. And it gives us time to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, Toyota of West Plains, Nicholson Farms for all your farm and logging needs, Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer and Alton, and Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains. And yes, it was the running back. Yeah. Isaiah Love, young man, had a couple of big runs. He's dealing with a cramp.
The trainer helped him off the field. You could see his calf
balled up.
It made mine hurt.
Yeah, you can still see it. They work on him right in front of us here.
Wow.
That's going to happen a very warm. It's not extremely hot, but it is very humid out there.
It is very humid.
There's Hayti, first and 10 at the 50-yard line. They haven't scored in the quarter. They are pitching a shutout for the second quarter after giving up two touchdowns in the first. There's the quarterback looking to run. Now he's going to pitch it out to the pitch man. He cuts it upfield. He's going to get a first down before he's brought down. Cooper Clark over there to help bring him down. Along with a host of other Thayer Bobcats led by number nine for the Thayer Bobcats. Number nine is Riley White. Corralled him at about the 40-and-a-half-yard line, so it'll be just shy of a first down. That was number four for Hayti on the carry. That is Jeremy Alexander, who we've seen carry the ball a couple of times.
Yeah, he's got 5 yards once you carry.
J.C. Ford at quarterback. On a second down and less than one in shotgun. Two receivers to either side. And a back on his left hip to protect. They want to throw the ball. There's a quick out. It's going to be caught at the 35-yard line. A sidestep, a tackle. Bobcats trying to bring it down. Oh, finally did at the 30-yard line. What a hit
64.
By 64, Christian Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. I mean, he put a helmet on number one, Tim Hamilton, who caught the pass, and he knocked him flat on his back. So a lot of dancing around, and the play goes for, what, about 10 yards?
Yep. That is Hayti's first down.
First down of the game, and they scored two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Both of them from long distance. So down to the Bobcat 30-yard line. Hayti Indians looking to try and climb back in this game with a bad snap. Caught by the quarterback. Hands it off in the middle, and a 5-6-yard pickup for number three running up in there, Ricky Bryant. So Hayti starting to pick up some yardage on big chunks. They pick up about 7 on that play. Well, where are they marking down? Where are they going to put it? Now they're going to put it down at the 25, so it's a 5-yard pickup for Ricky Bryant. Second down and 5 for Haytop. Down to 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Quarterback, oh, another bad snap, but he snatched it out of the air. The quarterback is brought down behind the line. Number 35 for the Fayette Bobcats. Cutler Shannon coming off the corner, making a play. That was a little mix-up in the backfield for Haytai. We do have a penalty flag coming down late. That's going to be a penalty on the Haytai Indians. Looks like, well, actually marking it down where the ball carrier went down. And they will get the penalty call. So negative 3 yards on the play for the quarterback. On the quarterback sack by Cutler Shannon. Second time we've seen him come off the corner tonight and make a play for a loss. And the officials are talking about it. It's a 27.5-yard loss. It's going to be third down and almost 8, or we're going to get a penalty. And the officials are looking at it, discussing it, still at about the 27.5-yard line. A big penalty call here, but against Fair, could give Haytai a first down, but get Haytai to bring up a second down and long, really long. That should be third down and long. It is a hold against Haytai. So, they'll mark off the yardage, and they're going to bring in Coach Briar Hancock, say you want to take the penalty or you want to decline. They may decline this penalty and make it third down and 8.
I would.
I think I would, too. The fewer times they have the opportunity to snap the ball, the better.
Yeah.
Down to 3:50 to go in the first half. Again, the Thayer Pizza and halftime report. Coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll have scores for some of the other games. I know West Plains Zizzers and Mountain Home Bombers going at it. Former Zizzer coach.
That's a good game over there, too.
Former Zizzer coach Steve Airy, now at Mountain Home, of course. And Steve Airy's assistant for a number of years, Joel Wyatt, who is now the head coach at West Plains, going head-to-head. The Bobcats are going to take the penalty.
You talk about a couple coaches that know each other like the back of their hands.
Back of their hands. Coached together for a long time. So, they mark off the penalty yards. All the way back to the 35-yard line. Haytai's got to get to the 20. It'll be second down and 15 for Haytai as they break the huddle. Shotgun formation, two receivers wide to either side. Quarterback rolling to his right. Throws this one into the flats over the head of the intended receiver and out of bounds. That'll stop the clock with 3:39 to go in the half, and Haytai going to be forced to a third and 15. And for Haytai, it might as well be third and 1. Because they can convert that easily.
I don't think the big yardage scares them.
No, not at all. Well, they went for it earlier in the game on a fourth down at about 8.
Yeah.
And scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
Well, third and 15 here. You're a Bobcat defense. You cannot take play off. Got played to the whistle against these guys. Third down and 15 for Haytai. J.C. Ford, young quarterback, just a sophomore, in shotgun formation. Takes the snap. They're going to throw it. Ducks under and then gets sacked by Zeb Dubois. Zeb Dubois with the quarterback sack all the way back at the 43-yard line. This is going to bring up a fourth down and 23 for the Haytai Indians. Surely to goodness you punt the ball here and try and pin the Bobcats deep, don't you?
You never know.
You never know. I would think that you would. Don't want to give Thayer the ball at their own 43-yard line. The way they've been running, Thayer with over 150 yards rushing in the first half.
Oh, yeah, well over 150.
Way over 150 in the first half, and they're going to go for it.
Thomas Poole with 136, Zeb with 71, and Harris with 8.
Over 200. Wow. So, there's a penalty flag, and the play clock has run out on the Haytai Indians. It'll be a delay of game penalty. They'll back up another 5 yards, and it'll be fourth and about an acre and a half. They've got to get to the Bobcat 30. No, they've got to get to the 20, and the ball is at the 48-yard line. It is fourth and 28, although it looks like longer than that. They're going to go for it. Empty backfield for the quarterback, J.C. Ford, in shotgun. 5 receivers in the formation. Low snap, he picks it up, looking to throw it down the field, and the ball is going to be incomplete down the 15-yard line. Haytai fans wanted a pass interference, but no call there. Bobcat defender was running right with him, and the ball was just a little bit underthrown at him. And that was good coverage by the Thayer Bobcats, and they forced the quarterback into a quick throw with good pressure up the gut. So Thayer will take over the football at their own 47.5-yard line with 2:32 to go in the first half, already leading 31-14 over the Hayti Indians. Good effort by these Thayer Bobcats here tonight. They got down early, made a mistake that cost them a touchdown, but they have come right back. And after trailing at one point 14-8, Thayer has scored 23 unanswered points. Touchdown by Prince, 42-yard run. 1-yard touchdown by Zeb Dubois. Thomas Poole, 42-yard touchdown run. And Bobcats give the ball off to Poole, run over the right side. He's got some room. Breaks the tackle across midfield, down inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. That's a big-time run right there by the sophomore, Thomas Poole. He'll bring 15 yards to the table. And Thomas Poole working on a 200-yard night in the first half. Wow, big night for the Bobcat offense. And again, the Bobcat offensive line is just dominating the defensive line of the Hayti Indians. They haven't had a lineman make a tackle all night long. First and 10, Bobcats in power formation. Give it to Poole again, running over the right side. Breaks one tackle. Can't break the second. He's brought down at about the 35-yard line. It'll be a 3-yard pickup for Thomas Poole. Good defensive play there by the outside linebacker on the far side for Hayti. And the Thayer Bobcats want a timeout. Minute 55 to go in the first half. Thayer leads at 31-14. Bobcats are on the move again. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Oh, Thayer Bobcats with the football. Second down at about 7 yards to go at the Hayti 35-yard line. They are trying to get back into the Community First Banking Company red zone. Austin Harris up under center. Split backs behind him. He'll give on a handoff over the left side. Ball comes out. And the Thayer Bobcats recovered. Hayti did. Looks like Thayer got it back. And that's Hayti ball. No, Hayti on the fumble recovery. Bobcats fumble the football on a straight dive play over the left side. And it was a pretty weak handoff there.
It was.
I don't know if the back
I think
ran to the wrong hole or Dawson didn't get
there. I think one was trying to take it and the other was trying to keep it.
Yeah, it kind of looked that way.
Yeah. Little confusion.
Anyway. It's a young football team.
They played
well tonight. Just a couple of miscues, and that was one. That'll give Hayti the ball at their own 32-yard line. That would have a Hayti Indian down with a cramp over on the far side of the field. So they'll pull both teams off while they work on him, try and get him back on the field. A minute 48 to go. I'm just dying to know. We might check in here with Mike Robertson back at the studio. Before we get to the Thayer Pizza and halftime report, Mike, do you have an update on that West Plains Mountain Home game?
I do. West Plains trails Mountain Home 21-7.
21-7. All right, thank you very much. We'll have more coming up on the Thayer Pizza and halftime report. Now, what will the score be here at halftime? Right now it's 31-14. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Hayti Indians. But Hayti's got the ball here, and the way they can score from anywhere on the field, a minute 48, that is an eternity for them. The only problem was for Hayti, I think they've only got one timeout left.
Yes, they've used two.
They've used two, so they've only got one timeout left here tonight. Well, it says it right there on the score clock.
I didn't even see that. I wasn't paying attention to it.
And young man with a cramp being helped off the field here for Hayti. He's upset he's got to come out of the game. Here comes Hayti on a first and 10 from their own 33-yard line. J.C., the quarterback, fakes the handoff. Now looking to throw the ball over the middle of this. Caught at the 45, down to the 50, 40, and finally brought down to the 35-yard line. What a throw and catch. That was a bullet from the 33 to the 43 to the 48. That's a pickup of 40 yards on that play. Wow, that was a dandy throw.
That was a good throw, a good route. Wow.
And the receiver just turned on the afterburners up the sideline. That's what I'm talking about. They can score from about anywhere. Wow. You give this kid enough time to throw it, he is going to throw a bullet.
Yes, he is. That was pretty.
J.C. Ford, first and 10. On a bad snap, he corrals it. Bobcat's trying to bring him down. He pitches the ball now, and the receiver running up the right side, breaks the tackle, cuts it back in at the 20, to the 5, down at the 5-yard line. A game or touchdown-saving tackle by Riley White down at the 5-yard line. And number 2, Isaiah Love on the carry. And that goes from the
36 to the 5.
Yeah, how many yards? About 35?
30.
30?
Yeah.
30 yards on the run. Clock still running after the first down. We're down to 52 seconds left in the first half. Haytime with the first and goal to go from about the 6-yard line. Good effort there by Riley White to make the touchdown saving tackle out of the quarterback in the backfield. Got a man going in motion. Quarterback rolling to his left, looking for the room. Cuts it up inside. Bobcat hit him and knock him back. And knock him backwards. And they may not get another playoff here, Adam. We're down to 30 seconds to go. It is third down and goal to go for Haytie from the 7-yard line. Haytie, they're just going to go to the line and they're just going to run something. And now the ball is snapped. Quarterback dropped it, and then he clocked it. That was a good play there by the sophomore.
That was.
Got there, took the snap, and then threw it down and clocked it. And Coach Briar Hancock with Thayer is arguing that once he dropped it, he couldn't clock it. I don't know what the ruling is, but it does stop the clock with 16 seconds left. It'll be third down and goal to go at the 7 for the Haytie Indians. I remember one time many years ago being on this same field, this very same position. The Thayer Bobcats blocked a field goal to advance in the state tournament.
Yeah, I remember that well.
Very same spot on the field.
Two of the five coaches remember that play well, too.
Absolutely. A lot of those people out there listening
right
now.
That was one of the best high school football games I've ever been involved in.
Third down and goal to go. Hey, Ty, what might be the final play of the half? And they blow it dead. We got a illegal procedure on Hey, Ty.
Ooh.
I can tell you what happened there. They had a man going in motion, and he cut up field before they snapped the ball. You've got to stay parallel with the line before the snap or going backwards. And the motion man, he went, and then he cut toward the line of scrimmage before the play. That makes it third down and goal to go from the 11-yard line. Bobcats. Then the small beast. 16 seconds. What could be the final play of the half for Haytie? They're trying to get back in this game, down by 17. Quarterback rolling to his right, looking to throw. Makes a fake. Now stepped up and throws. Incomplete. With 10 seconds to go. Boy, that was a long 6 seconds right there. That'll bring up a fourth down and goal to go from the 11. There is a penalty flag down right near the where the ball was snapped. Are we going to back him up again? It is holding against Haytie. Wow. Well, that'll back him up 10 more. And with 10 seconds remaining. And the penalty is declined. Good call. That'll make it fourth down. Fourth down and goal to go from the 16-yard line for the Haytie Indians. A couple of mistakes here after they had it first and goal from the 5. Now fourth and goal from the 16. J.C. Ford, the quarterback, in shotgun formation. He's got Isaiah Love on his left hip. I'd give it to Love right here. Oh, a bad snap. Quarterback picks it up, running away from pressure. Gets sacked, back at the 30-yard line. Big Zeb Dubois with another sack. And Big Cooper Clark was right there for the Thayer Bobcats. So the Bobcats hold the Haytie Indians on four downs after they had it first and goal to go from the 5-yard line. And again, a touchdown-saving tackle by Riley White. Eventually, Bobcats get the stop, and Thayer leads it at the half, 31-14 over the Haytie Indians. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with all of your halftime stats and all kinds of stuff for you here on the PCM of Thayer Halftime Report. We're back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
You only have one set of teeth, so why not take care of them? At Fair Dental, they offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single-tooth replacement with implants, denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. And they offer stability, permanent fixed denture, and permanent implant retain bridge and Invisalign. Call for an appointment. Fair Dental, 417-264-7266. Downtown Thayer and in Walnut Ridge.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
It's football season. Be on top of your game when it comes to your vehicle's maintenance. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles. From oil changes to overhauls, the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service can take care of it all. Establish a good ground game when it comes to your tires, too. Get rebates up to $200 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plain.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Back to school, cooler fall days ahead, and football season means everyone is busy and everyone is hungry. What better place than the Pizza Inn of Thayer for a quick, easy meal? Still featuring Taco Tuesdays, Wacky Wednesdays, and Family Day Saturdays. Open 7 days a week, 10:30 to 8, Sunday through Thursday, and 10:30 to 9 on Friday and Saturday. All day buffet, all you can eat. Salad, pizza, pasta, and desserts. Call for daily specials at 417-264-3800. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Or order online at pizzain.com. It's the Pizza Inn of Thayer.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
It's a big decision, changing floors in your home or office. Do I change to laminate? Do I switch to carpeting? It can be confusing and stressful. Guess what? You need to see the flooring experts at Thayer Decorating downtown, where they can ease your mind and give you options. They are the flooring experts. Wood and laminate flooring of all types and carpeting samples galore. Lots of people are going back to carpet. Plus, they lay shower tile in ceramic and mosaic. Trust HC, Charity, or Edna at Thayer Decorating for answers to your home decorating remodels.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together, member FDIC, and go Bobcats. Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters. Steve Airey knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Korn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Haytime, Missouri, where the Thayer Bobcats have a halftime lead of 31-14. Over the Haytie Indians. Let's take a look at how the scoring went in this one. Early in the game, the Thayer Bobcats had a big turnover. Haytie, after the Bobcats' first possession, Haytie took over the 38-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats, and in three plays, they scored. A 38-yard touchdown bomb. Haytie could not connect on the two-point conversion, and early in the first quarter, Haytie had the 6-0 lead. Thayer Bobcats came right back, marched the ball down the field, and with 4:13 to go in the first half, Thomas Poole broke one for 43 yards right up the middle. Two-point conversion was good. Thayer led 8-6. But Haytie wasn't done. Next time they had the ball, they get a 60-yard touchdown run by Isaiah Love. Two-point conversion was good. Haytie led at that point 14-8. But the Thayer Bobcats weren't done in the first quarter either. On the next possession, Thayer Bobcats hit Brandon Prince on a 42-yard bomb up the left sideline. Two-point conversion good. Thayer led 16-14 at the first quarter break, and we'd had all kinds of excitement here at Haytie. And the Thayer Bobcats scored the only two touchdowns of the second quarter. It was a one-yard touchdown run by Zeb Dubois, made it 24-14, as he also scored on the two-point conversion. And then with 5:50 to play in the first half, Thomas Poole broke free again, a 42-yard touchdown run. Bobcats kicked the extra point, and they lead it 31-14 over the Haytie Indians here at the half. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Stat Man Adam is here, and he's working on what is a bunch of stats for you here for the first half, especially for the running game of the Thayer Bobcats. We'll have those for you in just 30 seconds on the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Back to school, cooler fall days ahead, and football season means everyone is busy and everyone is hungry. What better place than the Pizza Inn of Thayer for a quick, easy meal? Still featuring Taco Tuesdays, Wacky Wednesdays, and Family Day Saturdays. Open 7 days a week, 10:30 to 8, Sunday through Thursday, and 10:30 to 9 on Friday and Saturday. All day buffet, all you can eat. Salad, pizza, pasta, and desserts. Call for daily specials at 417-264-3800. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Or order online at pizzain.com. It's the Pizza Inn of Thayer.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
All right, again, looks like we are having some difficulty there with our phone connection. With Mike and Adam, so we'll get back to them. We'll get back to those, back to the game here as quick as we can. We had a little problem there with the phone connection. Want to update you on the scores from around the area. Again, this is your Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Thayer Bobcats leading at the half over Haytie, 31-14. West Plains at halftime trailing the Mountain Home Bombers 24-7. Let's see, Stratford leads Liberty 16-8. Ava leading Buffalo 16-0, and it is Fairgrove over Mountain Grove 28-0. In baseball, Cardinals trail the Yankees 4-2 in the seventh, and the Royals trail the Houston Astros 1-0 in the fourth inning. That's the scores we have here from around the area. Again, we will get back to the Redbone, Mike Crace, and Statman Adam here in just a few minutes and get that halftime stats. This is your Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report.
Being a locally owned bank, Community First Banking Company puts a big focus on the success of their customers and communities. For 13 years, Community First Banking Company has been awarded 5 stars by Bauer Financial for their safety and soundness. Whatever your financial needs, you can be sure that Community First is here to help with honest, dependable, and friendly banking services.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Tennessee.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
All right, we're going back now to Mike and Statman Adam at the game.
All right, thank you, Mike Robertson. You're listening to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. Statman Adam's been working feverishly on the halftime stats. Adam, what have we got for you?
Well, it's been a little under a year since I've had to do this. My hands are cramping and my brain's a fogging, but I've got some stats for you. We'll start with the Hayti Indians. Rushing-wise, they have 96 yards, one touchdown, one first down. 96 of those yards are coming from number two, Isaiah Love. He had 60 yards on one and 30 yards on another one. Passing-wise, J.C. Ford, he is 6 for 11, 118 yards with one touchdown and two first downs, bringing their first half total to 214 yards, two touchdowns, and three first downs. Then you get to the Thayer Bobcat side, and it's the opposite. It is completely dominated by the rush game. We'll just start off, Thomas Poole, 14 carries, 154 yards. Big Zeb Dubois has 79 on 10 carries. Dawson Harris added 18, bringing them to 251 rush yards with three touchdowns, eight first downs. Passing-wise, Dawson Harris is 1 for 2 with 42 yards and one touchdown, bringing their first half total to 293 yards, four touchdowns, and eight first downs.
Wow, so almost 300 yards of total offense in the first half of the Thayer Bobcats. And, the other good part of that is, I think the good part is it's been ball control.
Yes.
Bobcats have gotten the ball. That's, taken 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes at a time on possession. And you got to do that against Hayti because, as we've seen in this first half, they can score from anywhere on the field.
One more little quick fact for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thayer Bobcats do have four fumbles where the Hayti Indians only have one, and that was technically a takeaway by Brandon Prince.
Yeah, and luckily only one of the fumbles Bobcats have not recovered themselves.
I decided I was going to keep track of fumbles this year.
Yeah, yeah. So they put it on the ground four times. Again, they have recovered three of them. So only one of them cost them. All right, again, it's halftime. Thayer Bobcats lead it 31-14 over the Hayti Indians. You're listening to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. I know Mike Robertson, along with some other things going on there at the studio, has been busy trying to get us some updates on some of the other games going on around the Ozarks. Let's kick it back to the studio here for just about 5 minutes, get you caught up. We'll be back to Hayti in just a bit on the Ecom Sports Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley.
Being a locally owned bank, Community First Banking Company puts a big focus on the success of their customers and communities. For 13 years, Community First Banking Company has been awarded 5 stars by Bauer Financial for their safety and soundness. Whatever your financial needs, you can be sure that Community First is here to help with honest, dependable, and friendly banking services.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
It's a big decision, changing floors in your home or office. Do I change to laminate? Do I switch to carpeting? It can be confusing and stressful. Guess what? You need to see the flooring experts at Thayer Decorating Downtown, where they can ease your mind and give you options. They are the flooring experts. Wood and laminate flooring of all types and carpeting samples galore. Lots of people are going back to carpet. Plus, they lay shower tile in ceramic and mosaic. Trust HC, Charity, or Edna at Thayer Decorating for answers to your home decorating remodels.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcats supporters.
Well, good evening again. I'm Mike Robertson here at K-Country 95 and The Gift. And we want to update you on the scores on our Thayer Pete's and Halftime Report. Again, if you are joining us late, the Thayer Bobcats leading at the half 31-14 over Hayti. West Plains trailing Mountain Home 24-7 at the half. It is Stratford over Liberty 16-8. Ava leads Buffalo 16-0. And Fairgrove leading Mountain Grove 28-0. That's the only football scores we could come up with right now. Actually, Stratford just scored again, so it is now 23-8, Stratford over Liberty. In baseball, the Cardinals trail the Yankees 4-2 in the seventh, and the Royals trail the Astros 1-0 in the fourth inning. Again, we'll continue to keep you updated on the scores from around the area, and we'll go back to Mike and Statman Adam here in just a couple of minutes at Hayti, Missouri.
Steve Airey knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Korn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
Get savings with a ripple effect. With a 4.21% APY on balances over $1,000, your savings isn't just a drop in the bucket. Visit a branch near you or open a high-yield platinum savings account online at bankwithsouthern.com. It only takes a few minutes. Take advantage of our best savings account rate and get your savings flowing today. Rate accurate as of August 1st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
You only have one set of teeth, so why not take care of them? At Thayer Dental, they offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single-tooth replacement with implants, denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. And they offer stability, permanent fixed denture, and permanent implant retained bridge and Invisalign. Call for an appointment, Thayer Dental, 417-264-7266, downtown Thayer and in Walnut Ridge.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Hey, we're back at Hayti. I'm Limbo Mike Crace. Statman Adam is alongside, and we've enjoyed a really fun first half of football. Thayer Bobcat lead by a score of 31-14 over the Hayti Indians, a game in which Thayer one time trailed 14-8. So the Bobcats, especially late in the first quarter and the second quarter, dominating the game here tonight, Adam.
Yes, they are. Sorry, I was caught off guard by that picture.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what it was.
Well, I'll just give the shout-out. It's halftime. It's Bob Ekman's birthday.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
birthday, Bob.
Yeah.
They went to the Mexican restaurant in Thayer.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming it was Thayer. And his lovely daughter-in-law, Nicole, posted a picture of his face covered in ice cream.
Oh!
Ice cream and cake.
They told him it was his birthday.
Yep.
Oh, they have the big sombrero
he
on?
Did have a big sombrero. Happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday, Bob, and hope that was a good dinner. All right, speaking of good dinner, we had a good dinner on the way over at Dexter Barbecue.
That was some good barbecue.
Had some good barbecue. All right, Thayer Bobcats have made their way back out onto the field here. Hayti Indians have made their way down the far end zone. Thayer leads it 31-14. And I'm going to give you a turning point in this game. All right, and if you had to give a Mr. Hustle Award in the first half, it was Riley White. On that long play Haytie had just before the end of the half, all the way down to the five-yard line, Riley White made a touchdown-saving tackle. As he ran from the far side of the field all the way across and caught that guy at the five, and instead of a touchdown, it was first and goal from the five. Haytie ended up having to go for it as time ran out on fourth and goal from the 21.
Yeah.
So that is a huge play in this game. That is a 14-point swing in this football game. Now, because Haytie gets the ball to start the third quarter, remember they won the toss and they elected to kick to begin the game, so Haytie will get the ball to start the third quarter. So that potentially is 14-point slide in this game, in the game in which the Fayette Bobcats lead by 17. So remember that play as we continue to play here. I want to say thanks to some more of your Fayette Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight and every Friday night and even a couple of Saturday afternoons this year. The Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street, Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting, Langley Animal Clinic, Dr. Greg and the gang over there. I see them quite often these days. Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, and the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains. Again, it's halftime. Thayer leads Haytie 31-14. We'll be back for the third quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Back to school, cooler fall days ahead, and football season means everyone is busy and everyone is hungry. What better place than the Pizza Inn of Thayer for a quick, easy meal? Still featuring Taco Tuesdays, Wacky Wednesdays, and Family Day Saturdays. Open 7 days a week, 10:30 to 8, Sunday through Thursday, and 10:30 to 9 on Friday and Saturday. All day buffet, all you can eat. Salad, pizza, pasta, and desserts. Call for daily specials at 417-264-3800. Dine in, carry out, or delivery, or order online at pizzain.com. It's the Pizza Inn of Thayer.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're waiting to return to both teams to the field here at Haytie. Thayer Bobcats will be kicking off to Haytie to start the second half. And the Bobcats lead at 31-14. Hope you've enjoyed our Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. And we'll do that for you every Bobcats football game all season long. Do want to mention, next Friday night, Thayer Bobcats will have the home opener. And in preparation for that, the Thayer Bobcat Bonfire will be on Wednesday night at the Thayer football, or at the Thayer High School, 7 o'clock on Wednesday night for the bonfire. Come out, meet the Bobcats, meet the Volley Cats and cheerleaders and pom-poms and all that stuff.
I believe they're having it in the student parking lot, aren't they?
Yeah, usually have it in the student parking lot.
The one just up the hill.
Just up the hill from the school. And that'll be Wednesday night. Of course, Thayer Bobcats, home opener next Friday against Lighthouse Christian Academy, a team that we've never played before, and we know absolutely nothing about them.
Ought to be a good game.
Ought to be a good game.
Those
I think
are the
it
best
will.
Game.
And then, of course, 2 weeks from tonight, actually it won't be 2 weeks and a day from tonight, Thayer Bobcats will play the Mountain View Berkshire Liberty Eagles in the SCA opener. That will be on a Saturday afternoon. Ooh, Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Eagles Nest in Mountain View. All right, Thayer Bobcat football. Hope you've enjoyed the first half. Second half is getting ready to start. I don't know why. Well, they put more time on the clock. That's why. All right, well, let's say thanks to some more Thayer Bobcat boosters then. Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. Forstler's in Thayer and Ashland. Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains. The Thayer Walmart store and Hart's Farm Fresh Food Store of the Thayer and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. Do encourage you to stay with us following the ball games with Thayer decorating post-game report. And remember, for every touchdown the Thayer Bobcats score this year, $50 for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, thanks to Dr. Patel and the game at Thayer Dental Care. And so far, 1, 2, 3, 4 Bobcat touchdowns. That is $200 tonight alone for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thank you.
Time.
Been doing that for a long, even back when you played.
Yeah.
That was a long
time.
Anyway, thank you, Dr. Patel and Thayer Dental Care, for your support of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. They do that every time the Bobcats take the field. And again, been doing it for a long time.
At least 15 years.
At least 15, probably closer to about 17
or 18. I graduated in 2010, and it's 2024. So,
wow.
Has that
it's been long. That makes me feel old.
Me too.
All right, Thayer Bobcats getting ready to take the field. Hey, Thai Indians are coming on to return the kick. And, well, they've almost broken a couple of kickoffs already tonight.
Haytai's kicking it.
Haytai, why is Haytai kicking it? They are kicking it.
They're set up to receive. Didn't we receive the opening kick?
Yes, we did.
What's going on here?
They won the toss and elected to kick.
Must have been what happened.
And now they're kicking off again.
Well, okay.
Yeah, we had the ball first, because remember, we fumbled. And they scored on that 38-yard touchdown pass. Huh. We saw this once before a few years ago. Anyway, Thayer Bobcats will have the ball first to start the second half. So that's unexpected, but good news. Haytai kicks it off, and the ball is going to hit. And Bobcats going to have to hurry and recover it. Nobody got on it over on the sideline. Haytai may have recovered this ball. No, Thayer got it. All the way back in the 15-yard line, Thayer had like three guys standing around watching the ball. It's a kickoff, folks. It's a live ball. You got to go get it. Even if it's not your job in the kickoff game,
go
get the ball. If it's within 2 or 3 yards of you, you go get it. So this will pin Thayer back deep in her own end at the 15-yard line, first and 10 for the Bobcats. This first down powered by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic in West Plains. We anticipate same starting lineup in the second half we had in the first. Dawson Harris at quarterback. Zeb Dubois and Tommy Poole in the Bobcat backfield. And, boy, that has been a three-headed monster for Haytai here tonight. Bobcats break the huddle in a hurry. 15 seconds on the play clock. They all line up in the split backs. Get the Dubois. Dances his way up the middle. Still on his feet across the 20, 25, 26-yard line. First down on a 11, 12-yard pickup for Zeb Dubois. And, again, running right up the middle of that Haytai Indian defense. I mean, Thayer has just dominated at the line of scrimmage. It's an 11-yard run and a first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Out to the 26-yard line, that's a whole lot better than the 15. Bobcats come out, double wide set, one deep side. Quint backs behind Dawson Harris. Harris going to give the ball in real. No, he's going to keep it. Now pitches it ahead and it falls to the turf. And that'll be a forward pass, incomplete. Don't know what happened there. Harris was trying to pull it out of the back's belly, and the back was trying to hang on again. We've seen that a couple of times tonight, Adam. And that time, Harris managed to get it out of there, but there was nowhere to go by the time he got it done. So a little bit of mix-up. And, of course, when you're running that option, you know, you're reading that defensive end.
Yep.
And probably the good play would have been there for Harris to pull it. And then pitch it.
And sometimes the running back's trying to read it as well.
Exactly, and they read it different.
Just the angle's different.
So an incomplete pass, second down and 10 here for Thayer. They get the ball to Thomas Poole. Poole running over the right side. And we'll get out to about the 20-yard line, or the 30-yard line. And Zeb Dubois getting up a little bit slow. But Poole picks up about 4 yards, making third down and 6 for the Thayer Bobcats. Third down and 6. Down to 10:58 to go. Third quarter action here. Thayer leading Haytai 31-14 is our score. Bobcats on the move after taking it first and 10 at their own 15. After the 30. Quick backs again. They get to the back runner through. That is Dubois. Dubois, another first down after the 39-yard line. Big Zeb Dubois with another 9-yard run. And Zeb's got to be closing in on 100 tonight as well.
That put him right at 100.
Right at 100 for Zeb Dubois. Thomas Poole already 170?
158.
Thayer with over 250 yards rushing in the ballgame tonight. 300 yards of total offense in the first half. Been a big offensive night for the Bobcats. And Zeb Dubois going off the field. I think Zeb may be trying to cramp up a little bit. Bobcats come out here in a power eye, hand the ball to Poole running over the left side. He gets out across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Well, they just keep eating up big yardage, and that big offensive line is really dominating.
That was number two.
That was number two?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was Poole. That was East Combs on the kick. Picks up 8 yards. East Combs, the junior running back. They are again in a power eye. Combs is the tailback, and the Bobcats fumble the snap. Dawson Harris will get back on it all the way back at the 46-yard line. That is the second time they've had a bad exchange between the center and the quarterback tonight. So that's something the Bobcats will work on to get cleaned up. It's the opening week.
You're going to have mistakes like
You're
that.
You're going to have some mistakes. And, you know, a football coach a whole lot smarter than me one time said, your most improvement is between week one and week two. So third down and three, Thayer rushes to the line. They're in the old box formation. Look at here. And Dawson Harris gets in behind it, weaves his way ahead for a first down to the midfield. And around to the 49-yard line. Thayer lines up in the box, and Dawson Harris going left to pick up 4 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. And, yeah, that big old line, you put those linemen right behind the guard to tackle in the end over there. That's a lot of beef.
That is a lot of weight.
Pushing around on the defense. Harris got to the 48-yard line of the H.I. Indians. First and 10. Another first down brought to the Ozark Health Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. They are on the move with their opening possession of the second half. Trying to go up three touchdowns. Harris rolling to his right on the play. Now going to have to tuck it. Now just tried to dump it off. It's complete?
Nope.
No, incomplete.
Oh,
it is caught. Xavier Gonzalez. No, that was Maddox Underwood.
What a catch.
Maddox Underwood with a beautiful sideline catch. Tight rope in the sidelines and a 5-yard pickup on the play. Dawson Harris, he pumped it once, then he tucked it to run, then he pulled it back out, and Maddox Underwood bailed him out for a 4-yard pickup on first down.
Good catch, Maddox.
Second down and six. Yeah, the young freshman's going to be a player. Second down and six for the Thayer Bobcats. Dawson Harris ducks up into the hole, following the back through, and gets inside the 40, running over the right side, down to about the 39-yard line. Needed six, got five of it there to bring up third down and short for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats very methodically moving this ball down the field. This drive started at their own 15-yard line.
Yeah, and it has been 4 yards, 12 yards, 9 yards, 5 yards, 4 yards.
Dominating. Yards. Brutal Bobcat football here tonight. Quick backfield behind Dawson Harris, the quarterback. Dawson running the option left, gives it off. Dominic breaks the tackle. He's to the 20, to the 15. Down to the 10 and the 6-yard line. Number 24 on the run, Dominic Boyce, with a big run for the Thayer Bobcat. How many yards did he get on that run?
He started on the 39.
Started on the 39. He's down to the 6. That would be 33 yards. 33 yards for Dominic Boyce. What a run by the youngster. Dominic Boyce, another Bobcat sophomore. I'm telling you, with all these sophomores, juniors, and freshmen, Bobcat team's going to be good for a while. Bobcats first and goal to go as they're in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Line up in a full-house backfield. Give the ball to Thomas Poole. Poole getting to the outside. Goes to the goal line. Touchdown. Inside the left pylon. Thomas Poole.
Nope, that was Heath Combs again.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm. Number two.
It was number two, Heath Combs. I thought it was number eight.
They do look a lot alike on their
They do look a lot alike. So a number two, Heath Combs. For the 6-yard touchdown run, Combs, the junior tailback. And, man, he turned on the jets when he turned that corner. There was nobody out there in pursuit. But he had a big wall of white blocking for him out there. So Bobcats made that one look easy. That makes it 37-14 with the extra point try still to come. They are running almost 5 minutes off the clock on that possession. 7:15 to go in the third. Here's Cooper Clark on for the extra point. Oh, that's pretty. Right down the middle is good. So Thayer Bobcats lead it now 38-14 over the Hayti Indians. We'll take a timeout. We'll have the kick in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats strike first here in the third quarter with 7:15 to go. Thayer takes the second half kickoff. Started the drive on their own 15-yard line, and they go 85 yards for the touchdown. East Combs on a 6-yard touchdown run. Extra point good. Makes it 38-14. The Thayer Bobcats have scored 30 unanswered points after trailing 14-8 at one point in this game.
Yeah.
Been an impressive performance here tonight for this young Thayer Bobcat football team. Cooper Clark set to kick it off from the 40-yard line. A low liner is going to hit. Finally picked up at the 15, 20, 25. And the ball carrier going to be brought down right there to 30. That was number 2. Young man's had a couple of good run backs. That time he was a little bit hesitant. Isaiah Love, and I think these big Bobcats have put some hits on these guys, and they're starting to run a little bit timid, Adam. They're not running with the confidence and running as hard as they did early in the game.
Yeah, you can tell by the way some of them walk around. They're hurting.
Yeah.
And just wore out.
And cramps have become an issue. It just seems like on every possession now, Atai brings somebody off the field having a cramp and has to work on it. All right, they come back on the field. Number 2, their quarterback. He's a good one, J.C. Ford.
It's going to be fun to watch for a couple years.
Yes, he is. He's got number 2 back there in his backfield, Isaiah Love, to protect. Love on his left hip. 4 wideouts in the formation. 3 on the far side, 1 on the near side. And the quarterback going to give to Love, running up in the middle. He'll pick up 3-4 yards. Well, the Bobcats will get him corralled at about the 32.5, 33-yard line. Pick up of about 3 yards that time for Isaiah Love. Number 2, junior running back. You know, next year, Haytime will be coming to Thayer for the season opener. And they're going to have all these guys back.
Yeah, there's not very many seniors on
they have very few that play.
It's kind of like Thayer.
Second down and 7 for Haytime. J.C. Ford, the quarterback, takes a snap, rolling to the left. Pitches to the outside. Ball carrier's got some room to the 40. Cuts it back in and then dumped at the 49-yard line. By number 9, Riley White, who's really made some big plays here tonight. Riley White dumped him on his head at the 49-yard line, but that's a big run right there.
16 yards
on the carry for number 2, Isaiah Love. And they run that option out there, and Thayer had nobody out there to cover. Cut up the field 16 yards, and Riley White coming from the far side of the field to make the play. 1st and 10, Haytai, out to their own 48.5-yard line. Ford, the quarterback, gives the ball up the middle. The back breaks the tackle, cuts it inside, and trips over his own man and goes down at about the 40-yard line. They're going to give him forward progress all the way down to the 38. That's a pretty generous spot right there.
From the 52.
So he'll pick up about 12 yards on the play. Number 2, Isaiah Love, they've decided just to go to the run game. And, you know, they're going to lull you to sleep, and then they're going to send one over the top. I wouldn't be surprised to see it happen right here.
Well, they've got that 3 in a bunch.
3 in a bunch on the far side, 1 on the near side. Now we get an official timeout. Official timeout with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. We're going to get a water break. Much needed, I'm sure. We'll take a break. Thayer leads Haytai by a score of 38-14 with just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, the 1st and 10, Haytai down to the Thayer Bobcat 38-yard line. Thayer scored the only touchdown in the third quarter so far. They lead it 38-14. Haytie trying to climb back in the game here. J.C. Ford looking to throw the ball. A quick out to the back of the backfield. He breaks the tackle, steps inside another, and rumbles all the way down to the 27-yard line of the Thayer Bobcat. That'll be a pickup of about 15 yards for Haytie. And Thayer had a defender there, but the ball carrier made the catch, a little stutter step, and the defender whiffed on the tackle. Bobcats getting some fresh uniforms out on the field, Adam, and I've been impressed with that tonight. A lot of kids have played in this football game.
Yeah, both sides of the ball.
A lot of kids have played. And again, J.C. Ford in the backfield for Haytie, the quarterback in shotgun formation. He got Isaiah Love on his hip. They're going to run the opposite again. They pitch it to Love, trying to get to the corner. He inside the tackle, now goes to the left pylon, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds at the one-yard line. We have a penalty flag down on the far side of the field. Looks like this thing is coming back. Looks like it may be a hold. Bobcats managed to run down Love down around the three-yard line. Oh, he is quick.
He is.
But there's a penalty flag down at the 21. All indications are it'll be a hold against Haytie. And White Hat coming over, and it is holding on Haytie. Well, instead of first and goal at the three, they're going to have it second down and 20 back around the 32. Yeah, around the 32-yard line.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunate for Haytie, and they have done that to themselves tonight a couple of times. Hurt themselves with penalties. So, first and 20 for Haytie at the 31-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. Isaiah Love is your back. J.C. Ford, the quarterback. Single back, set in shotgun formation. Three receivers on the far side. This time Love wants to throw it. He's chunking it down the field over everybody's head. And Love got hit just as he threw it, and he is injured. Oh, no. Love took a shot just as he let go of the ball, and he was trying to limp off the field. Looks like we're going to get an injury timeout, and I think it's a cramp, Adam.
Yeah, it's kind of
looks like a cramp, but you hate to see the young man have to come out of the game. He can flat out throw it.
Wing it.
I don't think he ever actually got hit there, but when he stepped in to throw it, yeah, his calf cramped up.
Yeah.
So, we'll see who goes in at quarterback. Looks like number 13.
Nope, number 6, I believe.
Number 6?
Number 6.
Okay, number 6 going out. You're right. Number 6 going in at quarterback, Javonte Payne, a junior. So Payne out there on a second down and 20, and they're working on J.C. Ford on the sideline. It's a cramp. So second and 10 for Haytie. And quarterback takes it, going to run with it to the left side. And Cooper Clark is there giving chase, wraps him up and brings him down. And got a little help from his friend out there on the corner. There's that kid again, number 35, Cutler Shannon, the freshman, playing outside linebacker and doing an outstanding job tonight. That'll be a loss of another five yards. Third down and 25 for Haytie. And their quarterback still trying to loosen up a cramp on the sideline. Number 6 out there, Devontae Payne, backup quarterback. I'd just hand it to Isaiah Love if it was me.
That's what I would be going for.
And there's a snap. They're going to run the option. And they get it to Love. Love gets hit and brought down behind the line. What a play by the All-Stater, Cooper Clark, making another tackle behind the line of scrimmage. And Coop has been huge in this game tonight. I mean, been all over the field, kicking extra points and blocking. And he's had about 4 tackles for loss. I know he's got 2 quarterback sacks. He has had a huge night tonight, the senior for Thayer.
The monster.
And Cooper. Super Cooper Clark.
Super Cooper. I like it.
And it'll bring up a fourth down for Haytie. Fourth and a long ways to go. Quarterback back looking to throw over the middle. Got a man open. It's intercepted. Pass is intercepted to the 30, 35. Cutting it back in is Heath Combs to the 45-yard line. Brought down there. Heath Combs comes out of nowhere and intercepts the pass back at the 5-yard line, brings it all the way out to the 45. Thayer Bobcats are going to have it first and 10. Another Hayti turnover, and the Bayer Bobcats will capitalize. Bayer got a player shaken up on the play. That is Brandon Prince. Gets up limping a little bit. He was trying to get in front, throw a block, and looks to have dinged up a leg.
You know, as a defensive back, yep, you do love the interception.
Absolutely.
But it's almost more fun for your buddy to get the interception.
So you can go block.
So you can get out in front and block.
Yeah, block somebody. Anyway, Bayer Bobcats have the ball first and 10 after the interception by number 2, Heath Combs, the junior, who sat out football last year after playing as a freshman. And he has been a big part of this problem, or this Bobcat football team tonight. Bayer coming. Full house backfield. Give it to Zeb Dubois. Zeb running up the sideline. Breaking tackles all the way down to the 38-yard line. That is a 17-yard run for Zeb Dubois. Getting to the outside. The big junior, they tell me he runs a 4.7 40.
Well, he just ran it right there with three guys hanging off of him.
At about 230 pounds.
Yeah. He's got 117 yards on this.
117 yards for Zeb Dubois tonight. How many for
158 for Thomas.
150. He hasn't carried it here tonight in the second half.
He carried it once.
Bobcats, full house backfield on a first down. First down brought to you by Ozark Health, your orthopedic and spine clinic. Bobcats give the Dubois again, running right up the middle, spins it down to the 25-yard line. That's 13 more for big number 40. Bayer Bobcats are getting yardage in big chunks right now. We're down to 2:20 to play in the third quarter. Bayer already leads it 38-14 and trying to take advantage of a Heath Combs interception.
That is the sixth first down of the second half.
Sixth first down. First down for Ozark Health, Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Bayer, full house backfield, double tie set. Dawson Harris spins, hands it to Thomas Poole. Poole getting it outside. He's to the 10, cuts it across and brought down at the 2-yard line. So from the 25 to the 2, 23 more yards for the big sophomore, Thomas Poole. Do we call him Tommy? I'm going to call him Tommy Gun Poole.
Tommy the Gun Poole.
And 23 yards on the carry down to the 3-yard line for Poole. The Bobcats sophomore tailback. Minute 42 to go in the third. Bayer in a full house backfield here. Double tight set. They turn to give to Poole. And he walks into the end zone over the left side. Left side of that offensive line absolutely buried the defenders. Nobody touched Thomas Poole as he scores the touchdown from 3 yards out with a minute 33 to go in the third quarter. Poole with his third touchdown of the night. It was all Tommy Poole on that drive. Well, Zeb Dubois, a couple of big runs, and then Poole finishes off with 2 big runs for the touchdown. Minute 33 to go in the third. Bayer leading now 44-14.
What did I say we were on pace to hit earlier?
62.
62. We're still on pace.
Wow. So it'll be Cooper Clark in to attempt the extra point, trying to make it 35. Low snap. Harris picks it up, puts it down, and Cooper Clark toes it right down the middle. Bayer Bobcats lead it now 45-14 over the Hayti Indians at Hayti. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have just turned another Hayti turnover into a touchdown. It was an interception back at a 5-yard line by Heath Combs on a 4th and forever. Hayti went for it, and Heath Combs got the interception and returned it all the way out to the 45-yard line. The Thayer Bobcats proceeded to march it right down the field. Zeb Dubois and Thomas Poole. Tommy getting the touchdown. And it is now 45-14 with a minute 33 to go in the third quarter. Big opening night for the Thayer Bobcats.
Yeah, couldn't ask for a better opener.
No, but you don't want to let down here. There's still a lot of football to play in this game.
Yep.
Starting right here with the stopping his kickoff return. Here there's a line drive to split the receivers, and the ball never went in the end zone. It never went in the end zone. Ball carrier picked it up down around the goal line and runs out of bounds at the 17-yard line.
That was almost catastrophic.
It was. It was almost catastrophic. The ball, he thought it was going to bounce into the end zone for a touchback, and it never did. Ball stopped at the 1 yard line.
Took a weird bounce and popped up and hit him in the hand.
Yeah, and then it hopped up where he could field it. And he runs out of bounds at the 17-yard line. So Haytai will have it first and 10 from their own 17-yard line. Is J.C. Ford back in there? Yes, he is. Or is it? Yeah, J.C. Ford's back in there, quarterback. I mean, had a cramp a few moments ago. And there's a snap to him. He's going to get the ball off. So he's going to try and run. Cuts to the outside. Cuts it upfield. Finally brought down from behind at about the 21-yard line. And making the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 10, Xavier Gonzalez. Picks up about 4 yards on the play. J.C. Ford. Young man's going to be a heck of a quarterback.
Yes,
he's already a good quarterback. Just a sophomore.
Like I said earlier, he's going to be fun to watch for the next couple
of years. He has got a shotgun for an arm.
Yes, he does.
Man, and he throws a pretty ball.
And he has a chance that he might still grow quite a bit being a sophomore.
Yeah, kind of on the small side now. But
he's only about 5'6", 5'7", maybe.
Probably 135, 40 pounds. Lightning fast, and again, got a cannon for an arm. So it'll be second down and about 6 yards to go for Haytai. Back at their own 18, 19-yard line. Here's a give up the middle. Ball carrier. Oh, sneaks through and breaks into the clear at the 35. And Bobcats giving chase to the 40, to the 30, to the 20. And finally brought down at the 5-yard line. What a job by Riley White running down the ball carrier at the 5-yard line again. And the ball carrier is down. Riley White caught him from behind and brought him down at the 5-yard line.
76 yards, is that right?
Yeah. 76 yards on the run for number 2, Isaiah Love. And he was shaking up on that play. They're helping him off. And what about Riley White? That is the second time tonight that he has not given up on the play and run somebody down from behind.
That boy is fast.
Yeah, it looked like at the 50-yard line it was going to be a touchdown.
There was 4 yards in between him.
And about the 40. And Riley White closed and made the tackle at about the 7-yard line. First and goal to go for Haytai. Last time
going.
They got down there, the Thayer Bobcats stopped them. That was just before the half. Here's the quarterback going on the option. Got the ball out on a pitch and a tackle all the way back around the 14-yard line. What a play by Xavier Gonzalez again as he tackles the ball carrier back at the 14-yard line. It'll be second and goal to go. Haytai from the 14 this time. And they're just going to let the clock run out here on the third quarter. Third quarter was a disaster for Haytai. And there's the buzzer to end our third quarter play. Thayer Bobcats lead the Haytai Indians 45-14. Haytai threatening when we open the fourth quarter. We'll be back to Haytai in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
He wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
Being a locally owned bank, Community First Banking Company puts a big focus on the success of their customers and communities. For 13 years, Community First Banking Company has been awarded 5 stars by Bauer Financial for their safety and soundness. Whatever your financial needs, you can be sure that Community First is here to help with honest, dependable, and friendly banking services.
Living up to our name. First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Second and goal to go for Haytai Indians as we open the fourth quarter play. J.C. Ford, the quarterback on a keeper up the middle, gets down to about the 10-yard line. picks up 4 yards on the play. It'll be third down and goal to go. Fair Bobcats trying to get another, in a sense, goal line stand. This is the second time the Hayties had it first and goal to go. Fair held them out the first time just before the end of the half. And we get a timeout call here by Hayties. Just underway in the fourth quarter, Thayer leads it 45-14. Hayties trying to decide what they want to do to try and break into the end zone here. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Yeah, they didn't mention my girl Madison, Bowers.
No, they didn't mention Madison. She just had a baby.
Yes, she did. All right, so here we go. Third down and goal to go from about the 10-yard line for the Hayti Indians. J.C. Ford, the quarterback. He's got a man on his left side to protect. That is number 3, Ricky Bryant. No, that's number 2.
Yeah, it's
Isaiah Love. Here's the quarterback looking to roll to the left, looking to pitch it. Got it outside to Love, trying to stiff arm, and it's going to be brought down. Picks up a couple of yards. It's going to bring up a fourth down and goal to go. Who was that? Was Riley White again, making the tackle on the far side for Thayer. Riley's played a heck of a game tonight. And we're going to have to name the Thayer Bobcat Players of the Game.
He's on my list right now.
The Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Player of the Game after the game. Wow. It's going to be a tough one tonight.
It really is.
They have to give a couple of honorable mentions. All right, so it's fourth and goal to go for Hayti. Down at the Bobcat 7-yard line. They tried the option to no avail. They tried just running the quarterback up the middle to no avail. I bet they throw it this time. J.C. Ford, the quarterback, in shotgun. Rolling to his right, looking to throw, throws it over the middle, deflected it, almost intercepted again by Heath Combs, and he would have went for a touchdown if he got that one. It would have been a pick six, but instead, the Thayer Bobcats will take over on down as they tipped it at the line of scrimmage, and then Combs knocked it down. I think he was starting to run before he caught that one because that was a pick six.
That was.
That would have been a 97 or a 96-yard pick six if he would have caught it.
That one hit him right in the breadbasket.
Yeah, hit it right where it should, right in the hand.
Yeah, right in the numbers.
So Thayer Bobcats are going to take over first and 10 at their own 6-yard line. Remember, they took over first and 10 at their own 15 to start the second half and rumbled 85 yards for a touchdown in that third quarter. Bobcats. Pull out backfield. They send it to Thomas Poole, running over the right side. He cuts it back inside. He gets out across the 15 to the 17-yard line. That'll be a 12-yard pickup and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. 10.5 minutes to go in the game. Thayer picks up a first down on a, well, where'd they mark him down? Oh, they're going to mark him down just short. So 9 yards on the play. Second down and 1 for the Thayer Bobcats. Full house backfield. Dawson Harris done a good job tonight at quarterback. He turns. Hands it off again to Poole. Poole cuts it up the field. He's got the sideline to the 30, 40, and all the way is knocked out of bounds to the 41-yard line. Boy, Thomas Poole showing the afterburners. He turned that thing up the sideline. Thomas now, I think, over 200 yards rushing tonight.
Yeah, that put him over. That puts him at 212.
212 yards on that run. And Hayti had a player shaken up on the play. I think they still got a player down on the far sideline. That man came over, made the hit to knock Tommy Poole out of bounds. But, folks, you haven't seen Tommy in a while.
He has grown.
He has grown probably half a foot and probably put on 35 or 40 pounds since last year.
Yeah, he looks like he played every
day. And he looks like he's been in the weight room every day since football ended. Maybe even twice a day on Sunday. And Hayti getting a player coming off the field. trying to carry him off, trying to – oh, that is Isaiah Love. That's their running back, Isaiah Love, being helped off the field here. Looks like a cramp. He's kind of walking off down to his own power. They cannot afford to lose him. I don't know if that's a cramp or not.
I'm not sure what's going on there, Dad.
He just looks a little bit woozy. Here come the Thayer Bobcats on a first down play. Little counter, and there goes Manny Trundlewood all the way down to the 41-yard line. And a penalty flag coming down on the far side. Got a Bobcat player knocked out of bounds over there.
I believe he blocked his defender all the way.
All the way out of bounds?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Maddox Underwood, 20 yards on the carry. Wasn't that Maddox?
I believe so.
Number zero? They've been lining him up in the middle of the power T formation. But they haven't given him the ball many times. That's getting him up. Yeah, that was Maddox, and it looks like he's cramping up now. And you see a lot of the younger players will cramp up because they just haven't had the years of working out.
Shout out Maddox Underwood, first carry of his high school career, a 20-yard first down.
Yeah, but let's wait and see. We got the penalty flag on the far side. They haven't moved the chains yet. The officials are talking about it over on the sideline. Again, the penalty flag thrown about 10 yards from the line of scrimmage. Now, I saw a Bobcat player get up way over on the sideline, and there was a Hayti player over there, too. I think you saw him block him all the way to the sideline?
I thought he blocked him all the way to the sideline, through the sideline.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens here.
But it also could have been a little scrimmage going on out there.
Yeah, you never know.
Timbers are getting a little high.
Yeah, you never know. So the ball sits at the 42-yard line of Hayti after the 20-yard run by Maddox Underwood right up the gut. Again, the Bobcat offensive line has just been dominating here tonight. And the officials still talk about trying to determine what this call is going to be. Here comes the White Hat. We get a holding call against the Thayer Bobcats and a personal foul against the Thayer Bobcats. So that nullifies the 20-yard run for Maddox Underwood. Too bad for Maddox.
Still a good run.
Still a good run. So we get a 10-yard holding call and a 15-yard personal foul. I think from the point of the infraction, he's going to take the ball all the way back. Inside the 30 to the 20. All the way down to the 23-yard line. So they marked off the 10 plus the 15. So now it is first down and 10, 20, 29 yards? Yeah. First and 29 for the Thayer Bobcats.
23.
23?
Yeah.
25?
I don't know. It's hard to see on that side.
It's a bunch.
25.
It's a long ways. Anyway. Bobcats break the huddle with 9:30 to go in the game. Full house backfield and the split backs. And now we get a whistle and a timeout call by the Thayer Bobcats. Coach Hancock wants to talk it over. Let's take a timeout with them. Thayer Bobcats lead at 45-14 on the Hayti Indians. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Summer's still hanging around, and the fall travel season's approaching, so be sure you're road ready and make an appointment with the doctor. The Car Doctor 2, that is, in Thayer, Missouri. Let the good guys check over your car's health. Oils, plugs, filters, transmission, brakes, tires. Corey and Steve can get just about any tire you need. Truck and trailer tires, and yes, they mount and balance them, and they'll do alignments too. Prevent problems before they happen out on the road. Trust the Car Doctor 2. Just north of Thayer, the Car Doctor 2 on US 63.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Thayer Bobcats have it first and 10 from their own 23-yard line. Actually, it's first and 29. Actually, I think it's closer to 29 than 25. You got to get there. So it's actually 26 when you get right down looking at it. They got to get to the 49 or to 23. That would be 26 yards. So first down here, Bobcats, split back, double tight, got a man coming in motion across the back of the formation. That is Spencer. Now Dawson Harris dropped the football. It looks like Haytai has recovered.
Yep.
Dawson Harris just dropped the football, and Haytai was right there to fall on it. Wow, so a mistake by the Bobcat junior quarterback. That would give Haytai the ball in great field position at the Thayer 18-yard line. I don't know if the ball got slapped out of his hand, but if it did, you can't be carrying it down around your waist.
Nope.
Got to have that ball up high, cocked and ready to throw. And I think they were trying to get Brendan Spencer. He was the man that came in motion across the formation. They were going to try to get him on a wheel route.
Yeah.
And didn't have it. So Haytai takes it over first and 10 at the Thayer 18-yard line. J.C. Ford in the backfield. Penalty flag down. Pass is going to be complete at the 10-yard line. Ball carrier tackled immediately by Xavier Gonzalez at the 8. But the penalty flag is down. I think the play clock ran out on Haytai. And the wind has started to pick up.
We have a chance
for thunderstorms. It is illegal procedure against Haytai. Yeah, I think the clock ran out. So that'll back them up 5 from the original line of scrimmage as the Bobcats will take the penalty. Bring the ball back to the 23-yard line, 1st and 10, Haytai. So as is apt to happen in a 45-14 game, things are getting a little bit sloppy on both sides.
Yep.
Not to mention the fact that it's, you know, we're down under 9, well, right at 9 minutes to go in the first game of the year. It's hot, it's very humid.
Very sticky.
Yeah. Very folks are just not what they were 2 hours ago. Here's the snap to the quarterback. They're going to give on a handoff. And right up the middle goes number 3. That is Ricky Bryant. And going to pick up good yardage for Haytai. And a penalty flag comes down after the play. Bryant takes it all the way down to the 12-yard line. And another penalty flag comes down right in the middle of the field, right where the tackle was made. Well, things may be getting a little bit testy out on the field as we continue to play here. See what the call is going to be. They didn't put the ball down. The running back carried the ball all the way back to the huddle and still leaving it on the field where it's marked down. So that would indicate to me this might be against Haytai. It's illegal, it's a personal foul against Haytai. Yeah, that's why he didn't set it down. Well, personal foul against Haytai. We've had 2 personal foul calls here in the fourth quarter, 1 against Thayer, 1 against Haytai. And that'll bring the ball back out to the 32-yard line. It is 2nd down, Haytai. 2nd and about 21 or 22. J.C. Ford at quarterback. Got number 3 in the backfield with him, Ricky Bryant. 3 receivers wide to the near side, 1 to the far side. You got to think they're going to throw this ball.
Yeah.
Looks like they're trying to set up a wide receiver screen right here. See if the Bobcats recognize it. And a quarterback rolling to his right, looking to dump it off. He does. Oh, and the pass is incomplete. Right in the hands of number 19, Javon Turner. And then he got hit from behind by Dominic Boyce, and the ball went to the ground. He never had possession of it. So it's an incomplete pass. We'll stop the clock with 8:34 to go in the game. Bring up a 3rd down and about 22 for Haytai. And their body language says they're just ready to get this game over with.
Yes, it does.
3rd down and 22 now for Haytai. J.C. Ford at quarterback in shotgun. He's been a shotgun every play of this game. 4 wideouts on the field, 2 on either side. And there's a snap. Bobcat gets some pressure on him, throws it over the middle, pass is caught. This may be a touchdown. Yes, it is. Touchdown. Oh, did he get in? No, Bobcats kept him out at the 1-yard line. Xavier Gonzalez got back there and pushed him down at the 1-yard line.
Is that number 19?
No, it was number 1. Number 1 on the catch, that is Tim Hamilton. And he went from the 32 all the way down to the 1. 31-yard completion. And it's a 1st and goal to go again for Haytai. And a bad snap. Quarterback manages to corral it. Looking around for the touchdown. Bobcats hit him, and he's going to lose a yard on the play. No, oh, they got in for the touchdown.
Haytai
with a touchdown. That was just good 2nd effort by the quarterback.
Yep.
That's that 2nd and 3rd effort. Tell you, this young man's going to be a heck of a player. as he continues to grow in his career. So a touchdown for the Hayti Indians on a one-yard touchdown run with 8 minutes to play in the quarter. And Hayti looks like they'll line up and go for two. We're watching them kick in the pregame warm-ups, and they do not have a kicker.
No, they're going for two.
They're going to go for two. So quarterback in shotgun. Got a man on his right side.
Number two back in the game.
Looking to go, looking to run now, looking to dump it off, and the pass will be incomplete as a Bobcat. Big Cooper Clark almost got a sack. I mean, he dumped the quarterback on his head back around the 20-yard line. So the two-point conversion is no good. Our score remains 45-20. They are Bobcats with the lead over the Hayti Indians. 8.5 minutes to go in the game. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Stop by the dealership for our huge trade-in event going on now. All of our managers have been authorized to put over market value in your trade. So come to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains and get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, I've got exactly 8 minutes to go in the football game. Thayer Bobcats, they got this one, I mean, barring a miracle, got this one pretty much in hand, leading 45-20. Hayti now trying to get lined up to kick the kickoff. And officials giving them some time to get that done. Thayer Bobcats got a man deep to receive, Tommy Poole, and Heath Combs are the up men. And is Tommy Poole back deep around the 20-yard line to receive this kick for Thayer. And it's an onside try, and it's only going to go 1 yard, now backwards. And Bobcats, well, Hayti downs it right there at their own 39-yard line. I believe the Bobcats can take the ball there. I think Thayer can just take the ball right there where it is, 39, 40-yard line.
I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah, well, the official threw a flag, but the ball never went out of bounds. So it's not a penalty for kicking it out of bounds. He just tried for the onside kick, and he missed it, and the backspin on the ball spun it back to the 40-yard line. So he's Thayer ball at the 40, first and 10. Bobcat offense trots back out on the field. Few come down in the backfield here. Dawson Harris is out there. Deb Dubois, Tommy Poole. There's Riley White. Number 7, Dawson Harris, making his way out. Bobcat quarterback. Junior making his first start since he was a freshman. Remember, he got thrown to the Lions.
Yes, he did.
Back when he was a freshman, and that was at a game at Mountain View Birch Street Liberty.
A scary game at that.
Scary game at that, yeah, absolutely. Well, first and 10, Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Dawson Harris, full house backfield behind him. Thayer going to give it to Tommy Poole, running over the right side, gets hit at the line, spins out of a tackle, cuts it back outside, now dives ahead for about 5 or 6 yards on the play. Thomas Poole carries that one all the way down to the 32-yard line. So an 8-yard pickup on first down for Poole as the Bobcats are back in business. Well, the Bobcats put 50 on the board here tonight. We're down to 7:38 to go in the game. Plenty of time. Remember, next week, these Bobcats will be at Lewis Bosman Field, and we need a huge crowd. There's a good crowd of folks made the way over here to Hayti tonight.
Yeah, there is.
Good bunch over across the way. But next week, we need to fill the stands at Lewis Bosman Field. Now we're going to get a timeout call by the Hayti Indians. Hayti Indians call a timeout on defense with 7:22 to go in the game. We'll step away back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we had it all for you.
Get back to school savings at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Save 25% on hats, gloves, accessories, and Montana silversmith's jewelry. And save 20% on footwear, denim, jeans, and bibs. These back-to-school savings are going on now through August 31st at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, down to 7:22 to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats lead the Hayti Indians 45-20. Thayer on the move again. Down to the Hayti 32-yard line. It is a second down and two. Bobcats break the huddle. 20 seconds go on the play clock. Dawson Harris letting it run. Now gets under center. Double tight set. Thayer will turn. A little misdirection play going to Zepp Dubois. And Zepp will pick up the first down and more as he battles his way all the way down to the 26-yard line. That'll be a 4, 5, 6 yard pickup for Zepp Dubois, and he did that just about all on his own.
Yeah, he did.
The big junior said, "I'm not going down until I get this first down plus some."
Brings into 136 yards.
136 yards on how many carries?
15
carries. 136 yards. That's not a bad night in any league. First and 10, first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Bobcats here in an offset eye. Give the ball to Poole, running right up the middle. Now cuts it to the outside. He's down to the 10 and tackled at the 9-yard line.
That was Combs again.
Was it Combs?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. I can't tell the difference in the 2 and the 8. So he's Combs on the carry. Takes it down to the 10-yard line from the 26. That's a 16-yard pickup. For Heath Combs and another Thayer Bobcat first down. That one powered by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic.
That is their 18th
first downs on the night. Zepp Dubois, by the way, going to the sideline. He'll get a little rest here. Heath Combs is in the Bobcat backfield, the junior, along with Dominic Boyce and looks like somebody else there. And here's a give to Combs again, running over the left side. Doubles the football. It goes into the end zone, and Hayti has recovered for a touchback. East Combs on the carry, but he fumbled the football and went into the end zone, and Hayti will recover. So the Indians keep the Bobcats out of the end zone, and another Bobcat fumble. That is the fourth fumble of the night?
Fourth of seventh on the night.
Seventh.
Yeah.
But only the second one they've lost.
Only the second one they've lost.
Yeah. So Thayer's put it on the ground 7 times tonight. And Hayti's recovered too. And it'll be Hayti ball at their own 20-yard line. So Thayer putting it on the ground. And if there's anything negative about this game tonight, that is going to be it.
Yep.
That is going to be it. That is putting the ball on the ground. Whether it's the quarterback and the center not getting together. And we've had that a couple of times tonight. One time quarterback just got the ball slapped out of his hands, and then a couple of times it's been the ball carriers. Turning the ball loose.
And it's early in the season.
Got to secure the rock, man. Got to secure the rock. Anyway, Hayti will take over. Officials giving a little extra time here for a water break. We're down to just under 6 minutes to go in the game. So Hayti, who has scored the only touchdown of the fourth quarter, to pull within 25 points, has got the ball back. And quarterback J.C. Ford back in the game. Number 2 back in the game at running back, Isaiah Love. Love is on his left side to protect. 3 receivers on the far side. And we get a whistle. And looks like we'll have another illegal procedure call against Hayti. Now back it up to the 15-yard line. One of the receivers is moving out there, Adam.
Yeah.
On that far side, right in front of the side judge. He's taken off just a little bit early, trying to get a little bit of an advantage. And it'll be first and 15 now for the Hayti Indians, going the wrong way on first down. Ford, the quarterback, bad snap. He gets it corralled, looking to throw the ball deep. His man is open, and he makes the catch at the 50-yard line, taken down at the 45. Number 1 on the reception. That is Tim Hamilton, and he's had some big plays tonight.
Yes, he has.
And that was a beautiful throw. Quarterback was all the way back around the 5-yard line, and he threw a strike, caught at the 50-yard line. And immediately, Bobcats made the tackle out of bounds at the 44. That would be a 50-yard completion. 50-yard completion for J.C. Ford. I mean, he threw that ball. You couldn't have went out there and handed it to him any prettier than that. Hey, taking their time here with 5:48 to go on first down in Bobcat territory at the 44-yard line. Ford back looking to throw again. Cooper Clark gets some pressure. He runs away from it. Now cuts it back upfield, and that's where he made his mistake. He's corralled right there by Dominic Boyce. Dominic's had a good night tonight. Tackled at the 40-yard line. It's a 4-yard gain for the quarterback, and he is down again. He's taken a beating out there.
Yes, he has.
If it's not Cooper Clark,
then Dominic.
It's Zeb Dubois. It's not those two. It's Dominic or Xavier Gonzalez. Excuse me. And we're getting an official injury timeout. Quarterback, he started to get up and run off the field. He went back down. So he's been dealing with some cramps here in the second half. So while they got the quick timeout, we'll check in with Mike Robertson again back at the Ecom Sports Desk. And Mike, do we have an update on any of the other games around real quick?
West Plains trailing Mountain Home 36-14. Liberty trails Stratford 34-22. Ava leads Buffalo 32-7. And Fairgrove over Mountain Grove 28-0.
Wow. Fairgrove, who will be in the Fair Bobcats district at the end of the year, having their way with Mountain Grove.
Yes, they are.
And I thought Mountain Grove looked like maybe the best team in the SCA at the Jamboree last week.
Yeah, you that's another thing you've talked about all week, is how good Mountain Grove looks.
Mountain Grove. So Fairgrove. Mentioned Fairgrove went 12-1 last year, lost in the state semifinals. They got most of their people back. And here is a second down play for Haytie from the 40-yard line. Ford looking to throw it deep again. Got a man open. The ball is incomplete. Bobcats got back defensively on accident. Never turning around. Who was that right there? Was that Xavier Gonzalez again? Yeah, it was, number 10. Xavier's grown a little bit since last year.
Yes, he has.
And it happened, that ball happened to hit him right in the back as he was trying to catch up to the receiver who got behind him. So a little more air under that ball, that might have been 6 for J.C. Ford.
Nope, that's number 6 in a quarterback.
Oh, that's right, number 6 in a quarterback. Payne in a quarterback. That's probably why it was incomplete. It was a little bit underthrown. Payne in shotgun. Rolling to his right. Now going to tuck it and run. Runs up the middle. He's got the first down. Trying to cut it back inside. The Bobcats will corral him there at about the 27. Pretty good run. That'll be a 12-yard pickup for the backup quarterback. Number 6, Payne, I believe is his name. Yeah, Javonte Payne. Javonte Payne, by the way, a junior. He's back in his shotgun, a first down at the Thayer 27-yard line. Payne looking to run it again. Oh, Cooper Clark making a stop.
That was a brick wall.
Wow. That was also in on the play for Thayer, number 64. That is Christian Pitts. I mean, Christian, I'd like run into a brick wall, Christian Pitts and Cooper Clark. Wow. First and 10, or second down and 10 now for Haytie. At the Thayer 27.5-yard line. Down to 4 minutes to play in the game. Can Thayer hold Haytie out of the end zone again? Bobcats scored 2 touchdowns in the third quarter, none here in the fourth. And we're going to get a whistle and a timeout called by the Haytie Indians. So Haytie taking another timeout. And we'll take a step away. 3:55 to go in the game. Thayer leads it 45-20. And hey, Ty, we'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's football season. Be on top of your game when it comes to your vehicle's maintenance. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles. From oil changes to overhauls, the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service can take care of it all. Establish a good ground game when it comes to your tires, too. Get rebates up to $200 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plain.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, second down and 10 for the Haytie Indians at the Thayer Bobcat 27.5-yard line. And their starting quarterback, J.C. Ford, back in at the bad snap. He caught it again, and the back is going to be hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage. Interior line to the Thayer Bobcats. Cooper Clark getting up off the bottom of that pile, and he laid the smackdown on Isaiah Love that time. No gain on the play. Third down and 10 for the Hayti Indians with 3:35 to go in the contest. And again, Thayer Bobcats have continued to dominate this game up front. I mean, absolutely dominated at the line of scrimmage. Third down and 10. Ford looking to throw. Bobcats get pressure. He fumbles the football. Still loose on the ground. And looks like East Combs may have recovered. The official is going to call it an incomplete pass. That was Cooper Clark. Cooper has been in the backfield more than the quarterback has
tonight. Looks like a running
back. Oh, my goodness. He was all over the quarterback. Quarterback, they say, attempted a pass. I don't believe it.
No, I didn't think so either.
I thought that was a fumble, but was the old Tom Brady tuck rule, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So fourth and 10 for Hayti. 3:14 to play in the game. Last ditch effort here for the Indians. Ford takes the snap. Pressure by the Bobcats. They hit him once. He gets free. Completes the pass to Hamilton, and that will be enough for a first down. And now a penalty flag comes flying way back here. We've got one at the 22-yard line. We've got one way back here at the 34-yard line. So two penalty flags down on the play. So hold the phone. This Hamilton kid can catch the football.
Yeah, he just came off the field, too.
Yeah, he's coming off
the
field.
His helmet came off.
Ah. So he'll have to come out. But complete down to the 13-yard line, which is plenty enough for the first down. But two penalty flags down on the far side of the field. And Coach Breyer over there, he says, I want to take this one way back here. Says, what's this all about? And Coach Breyer doesn't look real happy right now.
No, he does not.
We'll see. The officials still haven't given us any indication. And now the official with the flag down to 22 picked it up. And we'll see what we've got here. We've got illegal procedure called against Hayti. And then we got unsportsmanlike conduct on Thayer. So will they offset? I'm not sure the officials know exactly what to do here. I think the illegal procedure, since it occurred first, should be the dominating penalty here. They should back it up 5. And then, if they want to assess to 15 on the unsportsmanlike conduct, but it would be Thayer Bobcat ball because Hayti, that was fourth down, I think. Now the officials are saying, okay. Again, procedure against Hayti. Well, that should be 5 yards from the line of scrimmage and unsportsmanlike against Thayer. And that should take it the other way. It is a first down for Hayti. There must have been a dead ball penalty. I think it was on the Bobcat sideline. I think somebody said something about that receiver getting open over the middle or something.
I would say.
Probably the coach is getting a little bit overexcited over there. So now, yeah, like I said, they back up to 5. Now they're marking off the 15. And the unsportsmanlike, I believe, carries an automatic first down. Yeah, that's what they've decided.
Yeah.
And I think that's right.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think that's right. Since they did call the penalty as a dead ball penalty, and it was obviously on the Bobcat sideline. All right, so hey, Ty. First and 10 from the 18-yard line after all that. Here's a quick out. It's a backward pass, and the ball carrier is going to be tackled all the way back of the 26-yard line. Who was that? That was number 20 on the tackle, wasn't it? Yeah. Number 20 on the play, that is Corbin Taylor. Corbin Taylor makes the tackle back at the 26-yard line, so the play will lose.
5 yards.
No, it started at the 17. All the way back to the 26, that play loses 9 yards. 9 yards on the loss on the play. They threw a backwards pass, and then the ball carrier was tackled immediately. Good play there by the Thayer Bobcats. Another one of those freshmen, Corbin Taylor, number 20, making the play. So Haytai with it again. We're down to 2:15 to go. Second down and about 19 yards for the first down. Quarterback looking to run. Got a back there to pitch it to, and he does. It's only a procedure or a penalty play going to be called. Ball carrier goes up the sideline for a touchdown, but a penalty flag was thrown right as he pitched the ball. And I think he was across the line of scrimmage and pitched it forward.
What it looked like.
Yeah, I think that's what the official on that far side said. He was across the line of scrimmage and he pitched it forward. And actually, they're going to call holding against Haytai. Wow, the Indians just can't get a break shot. So a holding call. So that will call back a touchdown. Because the ball carrier walked into the end zone at the sideline. Bobcats watched the film on Sunday afternoon. They will not be happy with the way that play was executed defensively. So it backs it all the way up to the 31-yard line. I'm going to depend on the score clock operator to see how much yardage it is. It is going to be second down and 36 for Haytop. J.C. Ford claps his hand, running the option right, pitches it. And ball carrier up to the 30-yard line, corralled there at the 25 by Xavier Sellers. And again, that's number two, Isaiah Love on the carry. And picks up just about 7 yards on the play. Clock continuing to run now, down to a minute 35 to go in the contest. They are trying to hold Haytai out of the end zone. They'd like to end this right here, with only giving up 3 touchdowns on the line.
Yep.
That'd be a win against this high-powered Haytai offense. Their quarterback fakes a handoff in the middle, throws the ball to the far side. It is caught there, and the ball carrier loses a tackle, another, and goes in for a touchdown. Number 4, Jeremy Alexander, caught that ball back at the 20-yard line, and I mean, he scooted up the sideline for the touchdown. Looked like Bobcats were going to catch him, or was that number one? No, that's number 4. Yeah, that was Jeremy Alexander. Alexander on the touchdown. 30 yards? 32 yards.
20 yards. It was on the 20-yard line.
Oh, okay. 20 yards. And they'll go for 2 on the extra point. It is now 45-26. Haytai, 4 touchdowns on the night. With a minute 9 to go in the game. Here's the quarterback looking to run it up in the middle. Got some room, and did he get in? Yes, he did. 2-point conversion is good. Quarterback taking it right up the middle. Took a couple of bumps, but he managed to get it in the end zone, and he comes limping off the field again. Yep, cramping up again. Anyway, that's a 2-point conversion. Makes it 45-28. Bayer Bobcats lead. Kickoff is coming up in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's football season. Be on top of your game when it comes to your vehicle's maintenance. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles. From oil changes to overhauls, the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service can take care of it all. Establish a good ground game when it comes to your tires, too. Get rebates up to $200 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, after another Thayer Bobcat turnover, the Haytai Indians go 80 yards and score the touchdown with a minute nine to go in the ballgame. They get 45-28, second touchdown of the quarter for the Haytai Indians. Thayer's not scored in the fourth. But a lot of folks have played in this game tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. And, you know, Coach Brer Hancock talked about that in the pregame show. We want to rotate a lot of people in and out. They've got the talent. They've got the size. Get a lot of folks' experience on Friday night. And tonight they've managed to get, I think, just about everybody in this game. There's an onside kick attempt. Bobcats will catch it and down it at the 49-yard line. That was a good play by the up man there, number 62 for the Thayer Bobcats.
You might on yours.
I do not have him on my program either.
Well, that was a good play by that young man.
Yeah, number 62, whoever he is, that was a good play. They popped it up in the air, and he just caught it, went to the ground at the 49-yard line.
Just like you want your up men on the kickoff, too.
Absolutely. Perfect execution right there. So Thayer Bobcats will have the ball here. We've got a minute to go, minute six to go in the game. I think you take a couple of knees and you call it a night. Ball at the 49-yard line. Looks like Haytai getting a lot of subs in there on defense. Thayer Bobcats, Tommy Poole will line up in the backfield along with number 27.
They're in the victory
That's
formation.
Tucker Wade. Yeah, they're in a victory formation. And quarterback just takes the knee. And that'll run it down. That'll get us down to about 30 seconds to go. They'll take another knee, and this game will be in the books. Thayer Bobcats are going to open the season for the first time in a while with a victory.
Yeah.
It has been a while since Thayer has won the opener. Well, they will go to 1-0. Clock continuing to run. They're going to let the play clock run all the way down. So they only have to snap it one more time. And there they will. They'll snap it with 31 seconds to go. And that's your ball game, folks. The Thayer Bobcats win it tonight by a final score of 45-28 over the Haytai Indians. On the road, good victory for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. Statman Adderley working on the final statistics for you. And we head to the Thayer Decorating post-game report. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
It's a big decision, changing floors in your home or office. Do I change to laminate? Do I switch to carpeting? It can be confusing and stressful. Guess what? You need to see the flooring experts at Thayer Decorating downtown, where they can ease your mind and give you options. They are the flooring experts. Wood and laminate flooring of all types and carpeting samples galore. Lots of people are going back to carpet. Plus, they lay shower tile in ceramic and mosaic. Trust HC, Charity, or Edna at Thayer Decorating for answers to your home decorating remodels.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, a wild game tonight, but a season-opening victory for the Thayer Bobcats on the road as they come to Haytai and beat the Indians 45-28. A couple of late-game touchdowns for Haytai once this game had already been decided. Let's run down the scoring for you. In the first quarter, Haytai got on the board first. After a Thayer Bobcat fumble, Haytai throws a 38-yard touchdown pass. Two-point conversion was no good. Haytai led by a score of 6-0. Thayer Bobcats came right back. Tommy Poole, a 43-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion was good. Thayer led 8-6 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Each team scored another touchdown. Haytai got the ball back. And Isaiah Love went 60 yards for a touchdown run. That put Haytai back on top 14-8. And the Thayer Bobcats rolled off 4 unanswered touchdowns from that point. It was Thayer hitting Brandon, or should be Dawson Harris hitting Brandon Prince on a 42-yard bomb. Two-point conversion was good. Thayer got back on top 16-14. Then in the second quarter, Thayer scores on a 1-yard touchdown run by Zeb Dubois. Dubois also scored a two-point conversion. Thayer stretched the lead to 24-14. And then with 5:50 to go in the first half, Tommy Poole broke loose again, a 42-yard touchdown run. Bobcats kicked the extra point, made it 31-14 at the half. Thayer took the opening kickoff in the second half and eventually scored on a Heath Combs 6-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good. Thayer went up 38-14. They made it 45-14 on a Tommy Poole 3-yard run, his third touchdown of the night, as the Thayer Bobcats increased the lead to 45-14 with the extra point. And then Haytai, 2 fourth-quarter touchdowns. J.C. Ford, the quarterback, on a 1-yard touchdown run. And then in the final minute, 20-yard passing catch from Ford to Alexander. Two-point conversion good here at the end. 45-28. Is your final score, Thayer Bobcats, with the victory over the Haytai Indians to go to 1-0 to open the season. It's a good season opening victory. You're listening to the Thayer Decorating post game report. I'm going to you got your stats all ready to go here, Adam?
I'm pretty close.
Pretty close? All right. Well, while he's doing that, I want to remind you that you can hear tonight's game on our podcast. Now, they tell me it'll be Monday before the podcast is posted on the World Wide Web at ecomnewsnetwork.com. You'll click on the Thayer Bobcat icon, and it'll take you to the replay of the game. You can listen to it, and it'll be archived there all season long. So I hope you, if you want to listen to the game over again, you can do that. And it'll be Monday when that gets done. And, of course, our podcast is brought to you by Harps Farm Fresh Food Store and 10 Box Plus in Thayer and West Plains. All right, and I know we have Coach Breyer Hancock making his way in, if he can find the door, and the door on this end of the press box doesn't work right. So we'll get Breyer in here, get a word from him, and then we'll get Batman Adam in to give us the final stats on the ballgame tonight. It's been a long game, and been a long game tonight, and going to be a long trip home as well. We're joined now by Thayer Bobcat head coach Breyer Hancock. Coach, congratulations on the season opening victory. It's been a while since we started the season with a win.
Yeah, it has. These guys prepared well all week. It's nice to get a good night's rest on a Friday, being confident before a game, you know. So hopefully we build on that. We got to clean up some stuff there in the fourth quarter. But overall, you know, just talking about the positives, I was impressed with our guys' effort tonight.
I thought your offensive and defensive lines pretty much dominated the entire game.
Yeah, you know, and our game plan was just being physical up front. We got a great group of offensive linemen that can not only be physical but also make the right call and fly, just on the fly.
Yeah.
Is what I mean. Just make that call on the fly and roll with it. We saw that tonight. We had a bunch of blitzing backers, and it's real easy not to make that call up front right before the snap. We've seen that in the past, and these guys get that, and they do a really good job with that. So I was really, really impressed with their offensive line tonight.
And then your offensive backs are just punishing when they run the football.
Yeah, they are. I don't know how many times we ran ISO, but we ran it a ton tonight. And that's the great thing. We can rotate a guy, and they don't change a bit. We got three or four dudes that can rotate there, and they all do something different for us that they all do a great job. So, I'm extremely proud of our backs. I'm extremely proud of Harris. This is,
his
debut, in my opinion. I didn't give him enough slack his freshman year. This is his debut. He did a good job.
Yeah, and the long touchdown pass to Prince over there on the left sideline. I mean, that was as pretty a ball as you'll ever see.
Yeah, and at that point, it was getting pretty hairy. We came out with kind of a funk in the first quarter. Just a weird, I don't know what you call it, just a weird feeling about it. They scored early, and then we had to be able to answer right back, and we did that.
I want to just bring up one play, and actually two plays in this game tonight. But right before the half, they break loose on a long pass play. And Riley White came from the far side of the field and ran down the kid at the 5-yard line. Then you guys hold him out of the end zone. And then he did it again here in the third quarter when he ran that kid down. Riley, I thought, played a heck of a ball game tonight. And two touchdown-saving tackles, it really, I mean, that's 14 points.
Yeah, in our eyes, he's a freshman too, hasn't played.
Yeah.
Against a team like this where they just take the top off of defense, lookout kind of receivers, he did an extremely good job. There was one play where he bit on a hitch, and it happens,
sure,
to a young kid like that. But, and that's what we always talk about is just pursuit to the football. You want to be a really good team, that's what good teams do. And, I was happy with his pursuit. And then another one down here, Christian Pitts, it could have been really easy for that guy to score, and he ran that nose guard position 20 yards to go make a play. That's just what we want to see from our defensive line and really all of our players.
Yeah, I thought a lot of kids stepped up and played big for you tonight.
Yeah, they did. And that's a beautiful thing about the group we have right now is, there's guys on the sideline that are just chomping at the bit to get in. And I'm extremely proud of those guys that may not even went in, but, it takes everybody to go out and play like we did tonight.
Yeah, and you had some freshmen step in and look like they've been playing varsity forever.
Yeah, and that's, as a coach, that's always your fears. When the lights come on, what are those freshmen going to do? And for the most part, they did a lot more good than bad. we can look at it tomorrow, but right now, a win's a win, and we'll take it.
All right, so I know it's kind of early to start thinking about next week, but White House Christian Academy coming to Lewis Bossman. I know you want to get a big crowd out for that game.
Yeah, you know, the bigger the better. These guys, they're big and they're physical. They played their opener, would have been last week. Yeah, and I think they could be the real deal this year. So, you know, it's a great test for us week two. So, you know, hopefully these guys come to ready to prepare for week two, and we can put on a good show and at home.
We'll talk more about it next week on the Coach's Corner, but the district assignments came out this week. Thayer moves up to Class 2 and gets in a killer district. Thayer Grove, Liberty, Ava. I mean, there's as much talent in that district as anywhere.
Yeah, you know, and that's something that was kind of in the back of our heads as coaches. We knew enrollment was kind of up. I don't know how many texts I got or phone calls today about it. But, you know, we can't control that.
Right.
Our kids can't control that, and we got to roll with the punches. And, you know, and if we got to go play another conference team, we go play another conference team in districts. And that's always the goal, is to go out and win conference, so and then go out and win districts. So it doesn't change for us just going up to Class 2.
Yeah, goals. Do the same. All right. Thanks very much, Coach. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Congratulations again on a win. And don't be safe on the long ride home. All right, Thayer Bobcats winning again tonight, 45-28. You're listening to the Thayer decorating postgame report. I know Statman Adam is back here, getting the headset back on, and getting some final stats for us here before we wrap it up and head west.
All right, are you ready for the stats?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll just start with the Hayti Indians. Rushing-wise, they totaled 242 yards. 209 of that came from Mr. Love, number 2, on 11 carries. Again,
good running back.
209 yards on 11 carries.
That's eating up yardage right
Yeah,
there.
J.C. Ford had 19 yards on 10 carries. Alexander had 5 yards on 2 carries. Bryant, 2 yards, 3 carries. And Javonte Payne came in at quarterback and had 7 yards on 3 carries. Again, that brings their rushing totals to 242 yards. They did have 4 first downs and 2 touchdowns. Passing, number 5, Ford, was 11 for 22 with 225 yards. 6 first downs and 2 touchdowns, bringing his total for the total offense for the Hayti Indians to 467 yards, 12
wow.
first downs, and 4 touchdowns.
Wow.
Then you get to the Thayer Bobcat side. And Thomas Poole, Tommy the Gun Poole, number 8, had 20 carries for 220 yards. Big Zeb Dubois had 136 yards on 15 carries. Dawson Harris had 27 on 5 carries. Keith Combs did have a touchdown, 30 yards on 3 carries. And Dominic Boyce had 33 yards on 1 carry. And then I'd like to throw in Maddox Underwood.
Yeah.
He did have a 20-yard carry that did get negated.
Call back on a penalty, yeah.
But either way, good run for a freshman in his first game. Dawson Harris was 2 for 4 with 57 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 first down. Oh, by the way, the rushing total, 446 yards, 18
wow.
first downs, and 5 touchdowns. That brings their total, together with the rushing and passing together, 503 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 18 first downs.
Wow.
That's a good first night.
That's a good stat line for
yeah.
tonight. All right, so Thayer Bobcats again win it here at Hayti, 45-28. We've got to name the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, which is brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. We will do that in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
All right, time to name the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game. And, you know, we could go with the obvious and go Tommy Poole, 3 touchdowns, 220 yards rushing. Zeb Dubois, you know, doing the heavy work up in the middle.
Cooper Clark on the defensive
Cooper
side.
Clark on the defensive side was all over the Hayti backfield. I think 2 sacks tonight, about 4 tackles.
Dominic Boyce all over the defensive
Dominic
side.
Dominic Boyce all over everybody. But
Riley
we're going to give all those honorable mentions tonight. Our Bobcat player of the game was the offensive line.
Yeah.
They came in here tonight on a mission, and they dominated the line of scrimmage all night long. Didn't matter what combination was in there, they were blowing holes big enough to drive a Mack truck. Yeah. I could have gained yardage, but I'm 63 years old, old and fat. I could have gained yardage in that game. So anyway, offensive line for tonight gets the Thayer Bobcat player of the game. All right, next week, Bobcats will be at home. The home opener in Lewis Boston Field against Lighthouse Christian Academy. We hope to see you for football Friday night. All right, Thayer Bobcat bass, or football tonight, been brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Roger Foley, your agent in Thayer. Thayer Decorating Downtown. Some precast concrete of West Plains. FNBC Community Bankers. Monarch Realty. Solomon Keneal, your broker. State Farm Insurance. Scott Cecil in Thayer. Southern Bank in Thayer. Along with Andrew Eckman, Shelter Insurance of West Plains. Thayer Dental Care. Bowers Tie Mill in Thayer. Daniel, Monica, Austin, Abigail, and Madison. I'm going to put them all in there. Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Century 21, Combs and Associates in Thayer. The Pizza Inn of Thayer. Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer. The Car Doctor 2, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet. First Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer and West Plains. Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains. And the Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Well, Mike Robertson back in the studio. Batman Adam here in the booth. I'm the Redbone Mike Crace. Until next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Football, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.
Says it has carried out its first deportation of convicted Afghan offenders since the return of the Taliban to power in Afghanistan 3 years ago.
Berlin says the 28 Afghans, as criminals, had no right to stay in the country. Their deportation reverses a policy of not removing Afghan nationals to Taliban-ruled Afghanistan. Germany's toughened its stance on removals after immigration.